Chapter 44. Even as some part of me noted all of that happening, the rest of me started screaming in raw, red rage, in agony, in denial. I was pretty sure I'd worked out who had taken my blasting rod away. I was pretty sure I knew why they had done it. I even thought that, looked at from a certain point of view, it might not have been an entirely stupid idea. But as of now, I officially did not care. I didn't have my blasting rod with me, and I was not sure that my raw power, no matter how furious, would be enough to hurt Tessa through the defenses the Fallen gave her. I had never been able to attain the kind of precision I would need without artificial aid. As of right now, I officially did not care about that either. I focused my rage, focused my anger, focused my hate, and my denial, and my pain. I blocked away everything in the entire universe but the thought of my friend's bloody body hanging from that rope and a spot 2 inches across in the center of Tessa's chest. Then I drew in a breath, whirling a hand over my head and bellowed through my ragged throat so loudly that it felt like something tore.
Fuego! Pyro Fuego!
I stabbed the first 2 fingers of my right hand forward as I did, unleashing my fury and my will.
Burn!
A bar of blue-white fire so dense that it was nearly a solid object lashed across the distance from me to Tessa and slammed into her like an enormous spear. The mantis-like Denarian threw back her pretty face and screamed in agony as the shaft of fire bored cleanly through her, melting a wide hole that burned wider still before searing itself shut. She went down, howling and thrashing, burned by fire far deadlier and more destructive than any I had ever called before, with a blasting rod or without one. I sensed something moving toward me from the side and rolled out of the way just as one of Rosanna's cloven hooves slashed through the air where my thigh had been an instant before. If she'd struck, she would have opened the flesh to the bone. I whipped my staff at her face, forcing her to duck away, and followed with a surge of will and a shout of,
Fozare!
It wasn't my best kinetic strike, but it was a blow heavy enough to throw her a dozen feet through the air and into a tumble over the ground. I seized the hilt of Phidolacius from where the sword had fallen. As my fingers closed around the weapon, I realized several points of cold logic, as if having them explained to me by a calm, rational, wise old man who was utterly unperturbed by my rage. First, I realized that I was now alone on an uncharted island in the middle of Lake Michigan with nothing but madmen and fallen angels for company. Second, that I still had the coins and the sword that Nicodemus had been after, and that he was still going to be after them. Third, that the Denarians were sure to be really ticked off now that I'd taken their real prize from them. Fourth, the ground shook as if with the impact of a heavy foot. Fourth, that since I had confounded Summer's attempt to track me via use of the little oak leaf pen, eldest brother Gruff had probably been waiting for me to use fire magic in battle, the same magic that I had entwined with the power of the Summer Lady 2 years ago at Arctis Tor. It was the most probable reason why Mab, the most likely suspect for messing with my head, would have taken my blasting rod and my memories of how to use fire magic in battle to prevent me from inadvertently revealing my position to Summer every time I got into a tussle. Only now that I had, Eldest Gruff was probably on his way to visit. And fifth and last, I realized that I had no way to get off this stupid and creepily familiar island unless I could get down to the docks and to the boat I'd come in on. I still burned with the need to strike back at the people who had hurt my friend, but the fact of the matter was that I couldn't strike back at them and survive. And if they took me down, I'd only be handing them weapons to continue the war Michael had spent a lifetime fighting to end. My only option was to run. Realistically, even escape wasn't looking likely, but it was my only chance. So I slid the sword back into its scabbard, oriented myself toward the rundown little town where we first come ashore, and ran. Fast.